Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 14.
Where to now, David?
We stay on the south side of the Thames. Tell your car's brain that we need directions to Greenwich.
Where in Greenwich?
Palace of Placentia, near the old Royal Naval College. She entered the info.
I've got directions to the college, but the satellite is not giving me anything for the palace.
That's okay. The palace doesn't exist anymore. Wade prepared himself for a sharp rebuke.
What do you mean the palace doesn't exist anymore? Are you telling me this will be another drive-by soaking-in visit?
Yep, he said with a grin. But who knows? Anything can happen. The Palace of Placentia was an English royal palace built on the banks of the River Thames, downstream from London. It was demolished in 1660 to make way for a planned new palace. Nearly 40 years later, however, the Greenwich Hospital was built on the spot instead. It was now the old Royal Naval College, the architectural centerpiece of Maritime Greenwich near the Royal Observatory. Keeper of Greenwich Mean Time. The palace was the birthplace of King Henry VIII in 1491 and was his favorite residence, thus figuring heavily in his life. The palace was called Placentia by the king because it was pleasant to live in. Henry participated in the many jousting tournaments held on the grounds. Following Henry's marriage to his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, Placentia became the birthplace of his first daughter, Mary, in 1516. After Henry's marriage to Anne Boleyn, Elizabeth was born at Placentia in 1533. The king married his fourth wife, Anne of Cleves, there in 1540. A tree in Greenwich Park was known as Queen Elizabeth's Oak, in which she was reputed to have played as a child. Upon arrival, Wade brought Julia to view a historic marker on the site of the former palace. Then, bathing in the warmth of the late afternoon sun, they walked across the park to a rather decrepit oak tree. Julia was not impressed. The huge tree dated back to the 12th century and had strong links to the Tudors. Henry VIII once danced around the ancient oak tree with Anne Boleyn, and years later, Queen Elizabeth often took refreshments whilst relaxing in its shade. Although the tree died in the 1800s, the patchwork of ivy that had grown around it had held it upright for well over a century. In fact, the tree stood all the way up until the 1990s, when a heavy rainstorm brought it tumbling down. Apparently, the soil that had been propping up the broken-down old oak was washed away, thus leaving the dead tree free to fall back to earth. Reading about the tree's long story on the various stelas, Julia became a bit more impressed with the fact that the tree was still there, albeit at a rather horizontal angle and covered in an eclectic variety of bugs and fungus. The peaceful quiet of the park was abruptly interrupted by Wade's phone. Julia had walked off a bit, but could hear fragments of his conversation. She headed back towards him just as he ended the call. He had not said much while on the phone, having mostly listened. He watched Julia approach him. She noticed the dark, grave expression on his face, as if a violent storm had arisen inside his head. That was Joyce Denny, calling from the Hatfield Hospital, he announced grimly. Concerned, Julia's gaze sharpened as she waited for him to explain. It seems a coroner is performing an autopsy on Walsingham.
Why? Julia asked. Was he not terminally ill?
Yes, he was, replied Wade. But the hospital staff suspect that he didn't die from his illness. Julia, choosing not to speak, simply gestured for an answer. Wade looked down at his phone screen with a blank gaze, then back up towards Julia. They think he was poisoned.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.